On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch up. Matt increases the lead in the surprise quiz. We know who's not happy. Apollo from The Bachelorette is releasing a single. And we said we can fly to the moon, but we can't do blank.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. It's like a party every morning. Ready to make a day of it? Check out the non-stop action at Crown on Melbourne Cup Day. Visit crownperth.com.au.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. On your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, you know, sort of 2 years ago, well, before I started this gig, basically, I had nothing. Mm. I had nothing, right? And I was so happy.
Yeah.
Right? I had no internet. I had nothing.
No furniture.
No furniture. No life.
Just a bed to sleep
in. And I couldn't have been happier.
Just you and your guitar.
Me and my guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I've only been living in my place for a year and I thought, well, it's probably time to get some internet because, you know, we obviously, everyone needs the internet these days, but we look at a lot of stuff for work
Absolutely,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I've got it.
Right. Oh, great.
And I can't get it to work.
Oh, dear.
So
you've still got nothing.
The modem's in the spare room. And when I say the spare room, I mean, I can, you know, I can almost touch it. It's not like it's far away. It's not a guest wing.
Oh, right. So this is like meters away.
It's meters away.
A few paces away.
It's a few paces away. Yeah. And I'm looking at my phone and it's not picking up. If I walk into the kitchen, which is two paces, it goes bang, full coverage.
Oh, no.
And if I go and sit on the couch, which is kind of where I would like to watch the stuff, I've lost it.
Right.
And I'm just looking at I'm looking at these things that are beeping and lights are flashing and I'm going, why can't you just work?
It should be easy.
It should be easy.
So your spare room's not a bomb shelter or a panic room or anything with lead walls?
I don't know, buddy. It's going to turn into a panic room if things don't get improved.
I mean, and I know that sounds like a first world problem, but it's one of these things where you go, the world has come so far that we have a certain expectation of what we can provide.
Yeah,
I mean, if we can send man to the moon, we should be able to get internet 4 metres from your kitchen to your spare room.
Absolutely. And why can't we send a woman to the moon?
That too.
But yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know what I feel like that about? The common cold.
Oh, here we go.
The common cold. We can send man to the moon, but we cannot cure a cold.
Mm.
The cold is the most irritating ongoing sickness that we all suffer from every year, sometimes multiple times.
Yes.
How is that even happening?
Because it's a virus. Oh. We can't cure viruses.
But we can send men to the moon, Matt. Like, do we see how far apart those parallels are? It makes me... Oh,
well, isn't that annoying that going to the moon is easier than, you know, clearing up a bit of snot?
Yes.
Snotty nose and a sneeze or two. Yeah, don't start me on conspiracy theories on that one.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to know about when I'm sitting at the lights at Warwick Road to get on the freeway in the morning and it's 20 to 5 in the morning and I have to wait for that traffic coming off the freeway, but there's none. We can send man to the moon, but we can't time our traffic lights out with pads in the road or whatever. I'm sure there are some of them, you know, or is that a myth? That there are pads in the road timing out. So you have to sit there and wait until there's no cars gone. Funny that, isn't it?
Are we having a whinge?
Of course.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I hope, well, maybe, hey, if you want to join us.
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah, get it off your chest.
Give us a call. We've got nothing to do. 13 33 53. We can send man to the moon, but we can't ...
Yeah. Yes. Well, the only thing we've got to do is wait for Matt's internet to kick in. It'll be a while.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
What can't we do, Peter, in Byford?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Thanks.
How come, speaking of the moon, we could talk to somebody with a ham radio and a space station, but we can't get mobile reception?
Yes, exactly,
or
man.
Or you get it even more frustrating and then that person disappears.
You're exactly right. I mean, I work with computers, so I feel Matt's frustration and I fix those problems for fun. But it's just, down Byford way, we just have so many arguments with Telstra about it.
Yeah.
Tower's fine. Well, no, it's not.
Oh, Peter, we do phone calls, we'll do interviews from this studio and we'll call someone and they'll be in Russia and it will be the clearest line you've ever heard, and then we'll ring someone in Cannington and it will sound like they're light years away.
Exactly. It sounds like they're on three different planets.
Yeah.
So all of our guests will be in Moscow from now on. Make it easier.
I'm just on my way to St. Petersburg. Right?
Okay, this is Mix 94.5.
And you get a bonus vodka.
Yeah.
Cheers, Peter. Good luck.
Thanks,
hey, Vicky's in Merrow. Good morning, Vicky. You know, give us your tale of woe.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, thanks.
Right, Vic.
Hey, it just drives me insane.
What
merging.
Oh, merging. Here we go. Oh, yes. A Perth favourite.
Merging. I spend all day on the roads, and do you think all the education stuff that they've had on TV, all the new white lines on the freeway, and they still can't get it right.
The white lines made it worse, though. I think we all know that the white lines was the stupidest idea, because that's the reason people weren't merging correctly in the first place.
Yeah, and it's like they see the 100 sign on the ramp, and they go, oh, that's good. When I hit the freeway, I could do 100. Like, no, you could do 100 now.
Yes. Yeah, just then you can get in, and we'll let you in if you're doing 100.
Hey, Vicky, it drives me mad.
Do you reckon in the driving tests that the kids have to go through that sort of process? Do they take them onto the freeway
it's
and get them
the
to
kids.
Merge? I know, right.
It's actually, the kids that can't drive.
No, Madison's got
it's the oldies.
Yeah, Madison's got her license. She'd never been on the freeway. I took her on the freeway the other day.
Right.
She still hasn't got a P's yet.
All I'm saying is you've got to start education early.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
On ramp, get to 100 early.
Yeah, getting up to speed is the key. Thanks, Vicky.
Good luck, Vic.
No worries.
Don't tear your hair out. Well done.
Gary's in Baldivis. Gary, we can send man to the moon. What can't we do, though?
Morning, guys. We can't stop skitties on the toilet.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
That should be the title of your book, Gary.
I'll wait for the movie.
Yeah, I've been all around the world and no one's found an answer yet.
Oh, there's a Nobel Prize in this for you, buddy, if you can get this Teflon something making this happen.
I had no idea this was such an ongoing issue.
Oh, yes.
Well, obviously, you don't know who does the cleaning in your house then.
Oh, I didn't know that was it's not a thing.
All those scientists that have been working on hair loss and erectile dysfunction are now working on skitties on the toilet bowl.
Bowl skitties.
Gee, it's been a long time since I heard the word skitty, though.
Well, that's a polite way of saying it.
Of course.
Kimber's not eating meat either, bud, so that might be part of it.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks,
Gary.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, there might be some research you'll have to do next year on Kimber has a crack.
Yeah, yes.
Sounds terrible.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Guys, it's down to two. Then there are two on The Bachelorette on Channel 10.
Ooh.
Finale on tonight at 7:30 on the 10 Network.
It's going to be Stu or it's going to be Jared, the Stage 5 clinger.
Kimber, you're pretty much with the pink skin. You've been there pretty much all along, but we thought we'd catch up with the man who got eliminated last night. A surprise for some, the 25-year-old. He's on the line right now. Apollo, welcome, mate. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good, bud.
Apollo, tell us the truth. How long did it take before you were just over Sophie?
I don't think I was over. I think I was absolutely exhausted heading into that last part of the night. I hadn't slept the night before because I was so nervous.
Mm.
By the time we sat down, I couldn't string a sentence together. I was just blabbering. I was saying the wrong things. Yeah, it was just getting the breadsticks. It was a train wreck. It was so bad.
Yeah, the cheese on the breadstick was pretty funny, but pretty awkward too. Crunch.
Well, mate, congratulations, because you come across as a fine young man, and while I've been watching the show with my girlfriend and the audio of us listening to the show is her going, oh, watching you, right? So I'm glad to see the back of you, to be quite honest. I can't live up to you, buddy. I can't live up to you. But no, congratulations, mate. You know, what's the future looking like for you? What are you hoping that this will do for you?
Oh, look, it was obviously not the ending I was hoping for, and it was an amazing experience. But, I've just been back just hanging with family and, chillaxing, catching up with friends and just getting back to what I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's about it, really.
Oh, and hang on, haven't you released a new single?
That's really weird because I've been singing and songwriting since I was 12 and that song I wrote when I was 23 and in recovery in hospital, so... when my website was relaunched, I think it was like 2.5 months ago, the guy doing it put that single cover up that I'd never released, and everyone has taken it as if it's like a new career choice, and I've released it this week, and all my friends are like, he's been singing for like ever.
I thought you were being ruthless,
but
not your mates. Hey, Polly, can you be really honest with us, mate? You're 24, right?
25 now,
25 now. So when you're 37, so when you're Sophie's age, Sophie would have been 50. Would that have been an issue for you or not a problem?
No, probably not. No, I think it's all about sort of a connection. So, and I think that was the whole reason I went on the show. I just saw, you know, she's so fun and down to earth and, you know, is always there to help other people. She's got a big heart and she doesn't take herself too seriously. You know, she'll just go in and have fun. But also, you know, she understands entertainment. So we had a lot to talk about, you know, growing up dancing and singing and travelling for work and that sort of thing. So, to be honest, I didn't really see it as too much of an issue.
Apollo, it got pretty masculine, for lack of a better word, in the house at times. And you're a gentleman. Did you ever need to pull the guys into line in the conversations, or do you just let the boys be boys?
There was only a few times, I think, that we'd just have to pull things, back a little bit, or, if something was getting a bit too far one way, come on, boys. But most of the time, everyone was great. We had such a good bunch of guys in the house, and we're really, really lucky. And that was my biggest thing. I was like, the hardest thing is if I'm going to be in the house and there's, a bunch of really annoying or really mean guys in there. And I went in there and I'm like, oh, God, everyone's cool.
Yeah, nice. Mm.
Hey, man, all the best. Does Osher give you a bronze medal for coming third on the way out?
No, I haven't received the old Osher bronze medal yet, but I'll be waiting for it.
we will take the time to say goodbye.
Good luck, man. All the best.
Thanks, heaps, guys.
Ever get the feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my podcast one series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
We do it here for Classique at Crown.
Oh, jeez.
Surprise, surprise. It's the surprise quiz, Matt versus Kimber.
I hope people do realise that we're not making this up. I mean, I've just been preparing all this stuff about Cruz Beckham.
Mm. Yeah.
And it turns out I don't need it.
Sorry, mate. Save your goal for tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, surprise quiz. I haven't been doing that great, let's be honest.
Well, no, your score is 5. It's just that Matt's nearly double on 9. That's the issue.
9? They're
just
I thought he was numbers. On 8.
Oh, no,
he's on 9.
Well,
if you want to question the adjudicators. I mean,
I'm Little Miss Fair Play. You know that. I'm not going to question anything.
It's our boys, our producers, Tom and Adam, who had to sneak me the papers there, and I didn't even see the note that said the surprise quiz is coming up. Until about a minute to go when they rang me.
Matt's just getting all zen in the corner there. Look at him. He just closed his eyes, took a deep breath and channeled something.
I just love knowledge.
I like the way you relax your shoulders. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, time for the surprise quiz.
Okay.
Question one. Who were the last two men left on The Bachelorette?
Stu and Jared.
That was a draw. Adjudicators, did Matt go first? Matt's voice did start early. Yeah, sorry, Kimber.
Sorry, Kimber.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
One zip. That was the question you needed to get,
Yeah, because basically what producer Tom does is rigs the comp where he puts in most questions that Matt will know and one or two that I might know, and you just took my question.
And the next one's going to be the capital of Azerbaijan.
Oh God, would you two stop bitching?
Which is Baku.
The adjudicators are saying Matt's voice was first, Kimber 0, Matt 1.
They're also saying producer call, and so you're not allowed to, question them.
Okay. Yeah.
Question two with Matt 1, Kimber 0. Did I mention that? Who's leading the push to raise the smoking age?
Andrew Twiggy Forrest.
21 today.
God, in your box, Twiggy. Jeez, mate.
He's everywhere. He wants to be president. Okay, question number three. What's the capital of Costa Rica? Sorry, Kimber.
Oh.
I didn't write this. Capital.
I'm not even going to bother. I don't even know where Darwin is. How am I going to do this?
Have a guess.
Puerto Rico. No, that's another country.
That's all right. Kimber, do you know the way to this place?
Yeah, sure, Peru. No.
What is it?
I'll give you a clue. Do you know the way to San Jose?
San Jose. Apparently Costa Rica is a beautiful country.
How did that make
I'd love
it
to
in?
Go there once.
Because you hate geography questions and you're the bachelor
producer
one.
Tom
and everyone was assuming you'd get the
bachelorette.
Yeah, exactly, because he rigs it.
Matt 2, Kimber yet to disturb the scorers. Number 4, Gateway Shopping Centre is in which Perth suburb?
It's sort of Coburn, but...
Kimber's on the scoreboard. Matt 2, Kimber 1.
Mm, well done.
Question 4. Who's the new acting Lord Mayor of Perth?
Jane Green. No, someone Green. Oh, geez, Louise. Jenny Green.
Jennifer.
What'd you say, Kimber?
Jenny Green.
Jennifer Green?
No, she's an actor.
It's Green, though, isn't
yes.
it?
Danny Green.
Oh, come on. Okay, Miss Green.
Danny Green. Can I give it to Kimber for saying Green?
Okay.
Let's be honest, it ain't easy being green, but it's good for Gemma Green.
So that's 2-2.
It's 2-2. We're going to a tie-break situation, everybody, the surprise quiz, Matt versus Kimber.
All right.
Break the deadlock. Closest to the pin, what was the exact total raised for Telethon? You both get a go.
36 million.
Are you just saying that? You're not going, we're going closest to the pin,
no,
buddy.
No, it wasn't. It was 30 million. It was 30 million. It was about just over 30 million.
The correct amount was 36,431,381. You know what that means?
No, 36.
36, sorry, bud.
Who chucked in another, like, 7 million bucks?
Twiggy Forrest.
Danny Green.
Damn you, Twiggy. Get back in your box.
Gemma Green.
Gemma Green.
Matt, you've had a win.
Oh, it feels terrific.
Mm. It always does.
Yeah. Matt's in double figures at 10. Kimber is half that amount on 5. I don't know if I've mentioned
I think
that.
What we should be doing sorry, is bud. Filming producer Tom's face and the sick glee that he gets every time Matt wins because he's rigged the comp
oh, no,
all the time.
He's crying out there. He's crying like
rigged,
Apollo.
Rigged, rigged.
Come on.
I'd just like to thank my mum, my agent.
There is a trophy at the end of the year, by the way.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I've got a mate, he's such a go-getter. Look, he rang me yesterday and he said, look, I'm opening a casino in Nepal.
Oh, really?
And I said, what, Tibet? And he goes, no, I'm just going to run it.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber love an excuse to get dressed up. If you party in style, don't miss Perth's premier event on Melbourne Cup Day. Classique at Crown Ballroom.